This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
A lot of stuff there, Joe. And I will tell you, we were talking about this. I saw a billboard for your big event, couple of billboards. For your big event coming up in about 10 days from now.
Which event are you talking about?
You know which event I'm talking about, over at the stadium. Come on, man. Well, tennis, no?
Oh, we were just talking about the
Miami
Open. It's
like 10 days away, man.
I know. I saw
there was a big ad. So there's an ad for Head as you're driving up 95. You're driving past downtown Miami. There's a big advertisement
tennis rackets,
for Head.
Yes, Head. Tennis rackets, yes.
Yeah, the rackets, of course. And then there's another one for the actual tournament. Well, two players are sponsored by Head, so they have the...
A lot of guys.
Why are you laughing?
You're such a jerk.
There's a huge billboard for Head downtown
no,
Miami.
No, I got you. Yeah.
Isn't it like, it's named the Head of the Racket, right? Isn't that the... like the?
Been around a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Of course.
Hopefully all those guys stay healthy. The only problem, that tournament we have in front of us, that stinking tournament on the West Coast.
Indian Wells?
Those guys, some of those guys end up. Remember that?
Yes, they don't want to
play. Nadal used to get hurt on the hard court. Now I'm going to have to bail out. And we don't want any of that. We want Djokovic. Joker, by the way, is going to play for the first time since 2019. The Joker's going to be here. Good for business.
Very good for
business. Very, very good for business. Sinner, of course.
Will you boo him?
Has been suspended. You know, by the way, it's really weird. So. Sinner did something to get suspended, right? Took something illegally, and everybody's going to think he took it for endurance and strength. The same thing everybody else takes it for, right? Something that's not allowed. So the players on the tour are upset that he, number one player in the world, that he, and clearly, by the way, the number one player in the world, how good he is. But everybody is on tour, Djokovic and all those guys, are really upset about this and have made comments. You've seen Kyrgios make comments. This is a joke. And anyway, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of outrage from the fans. They just want to see the best players play. I don't know if they really care. It's just weird. So, but there's a lot of great players. Alcaraz is going to be back, and I can't wait. It is a fun, honestly, and I tell you this all the time. I have nothing against F1. F1 is super popular. And it's not because I like it or don't like it. It's not going to change.
Well, your opinion on F1 is not valid because you've never been, so.
Yeah.
I honestly don't care where you're going with this.
I'm not saying anything. I get that it's that a lot of people go. I see a lot of famous people. It gets the most billionaires in any event we have.
It bugs me that you're one of those guys that's like, I'm set in my ways. I won't go to the event because I think I won't like it. You're like that with pickleball. You're like that with F1. You're just, it's very frustrating, man.
You think everybody listening to this show likes F1?
No, and I certainly didn't.
Okay,
but
so
I went
you like
to the
it.
Event down
oh,
here,
great.
And I thought it was cool.
I got you friggin' tickets. I'm glad you like it.
I'm going to need them again this year.
But... Sitting here ripping me. I just don't like
that you're stuck in your ways. You won't branch out a little bit. I think if it's not baseball or basketball or football, I won't go.
I think as you get older, you kind of get set a little bit. I'm admitting, like, I enjoy something that most people listen to us don't like. The Miami Open. There's a lot of people don't like tennis.
I disagree with that.
No, I'll tell you how I'm right. I'm going to tell you how I'm right that most people don't. They don't have, they only have a contract. Golf's got a contract with CBS and NBC and...
Okay, fair, but...
Well, if they were really popular, trust me, they'd be picking their ass up on those events.
I happen to think
besides the finals.
That a lot of people like to go to that event. They maybe don't like tennis. They don't want to hear you break the matches down, obviously, but I do think people enjoy the event itself. It's a good event.
I believe you have to like tennis or play tennis to go to that event.
Nah, I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of stuff going on at that event.
You disagree with that comment.
There's good people watching over there. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good food. There's good places to hang.
What do you mean by the first comment? What's good people? Like the good people of the world go to... What would you mean by that comment?
I say good people watching.
Oh, you mean like beautiful people are out there?
Yeah.
Well, say that. There's a lot of beautiful women out there.
It's not an ugly man contest like
no, it's not
with you involved,
man.
You know? It's just a good looking, it's a good right. event, man.
There's a lot of good looking people all ages.
There's a reason why the Formula One's going to get a few hundred thousand people through the gates, right? And they're not all going to sit there and watch the stuff on TV, but it's an event.
We're an event town. That event might be about the party and who's who, more than any of sporting event there is, right, F1?
I'm guessing most of the people that go to F1 and sit in those suites do not care so much about the event.
But I will tell you, that's a famous-ass people. Famous-ass people show up to that thing, right? From the Tom Cruises of the world to the Tom Bradys of the world. I mean, everybody wants that famous picture that all those guys, Michael Jordan's there, there's Tom Brady. You know, Patrick Mahomes flies in town for it. Travis Kelce goes.
That could be you in the middle of all those pictures.
I can't get in that room. And I'm not lying. So I asked Dan Marino, goes, there's a special room. And I go, man, he goes, don't say it.
You can't be his plus one?
He goes, you can't get in there. He says, that thing is like, they already have that's a small list of people.
Yeah.
David Beckham's in there in the middle of that thing, and all the greatest soccer players in the world are hanging out in there.
That one year, that picture was pretty wild.
Yeah, no,
with all
it?
The goats. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That'd be a good one to sneak in on the end there.
But anyway, just back to that tennis thing coming up. Yeah. My man Chris Clemens running that thing out there from the side, and it's just,
it's a good event. Like if you like to get out, you like to do stuff, it's a fun event.
And you know what's cool for me? So I don't need to be in the main court where all the great – listen, and later on I do because I want to see the best players play each other.
Guy, I know.
But I like to go walk around and watch. Everybody's playing in this tournament is really frigging good.
You'll go on the first Monday when it's like free to the public, and you'll sit on the side courts and watch.
Never free to the public.
Isn't it, though, like the first
day?
No,
it's not free to the public.
Because then the only person crazy enough to go is you.
No, there's other people out there. Your uncle.
That's true. My uncle's really
your uncle. I see him out there in the shorts.
You guys bond out there. Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah. Big tennis fans.
But I know tennis not for everybody. They're going, Joe, shut up about tennis, man.
I agree with you. Tennis is not for everybody. I don't watch it a ton. I don't watch F1 a ton anymore, but I still like going to the event.
Well, listen, we do have a lot of stuff. By the way, the NFL's just got this thing figured out. What is it? Always been like this? We literally went from the combine for whatever. You get it, you know, the great players of tomorrow. And now it goes into all this business of free agency. And around it, all these guys are getting traded. One of the best offensive linemen in football just got traded. Joe Tooney. Had a terrible Super Bowl at left tackle. Terrible. He got pushed around pretty good. But Joe Tooney at guard, before he had to move outside and save the season for Kansas City, that guy's a hell of a player, like a Hall of Fame guy, good. He got traded to the Bears. And the Bears just came out and said, we got to protect Caleb Williams before we even know how good he's going to be. So they went out and got Jonah Jackson from the Rams, traded for him, and got Joe Tooney from Kansas City. So they got brand new guards before we even get into free agency. They got into these trades, and It's just like, who's next? And now we got DK Metcalf saying, I want to be traded. And Seattle goes, all right, we're going to look into it. I don't know. I don't know why you'd let him go. I have no, even if he's whining a little bit and he's starting to look a little high maintenance, but they all are. Almost every one of those guys, high maintenance. And almost every great wide receiver is high maintenance unless they're catching a lot of footballs and their team's winning. And sometimes their team doesn't have to win as long as their numbers are really good and they got a quarterback can get them the ball. They are happy. They are happy, right?
Well, this is the fun time of year for the NFL, right? I mean, the draft was,
it's unbelievable.
Was 50 days away yesterday, so it's 49 days away, and then you got all this free agency stuff. I still think no league does drama better than the NBA when it comes to these players and their drama.
I don't know, Woody.
But I do think, but on the flip side, though, I think so many more people care about their NFL teams than what these NBA stars do. Like,
oh yeah,
this is the time of year where you have a little bit of hope,
right?
Not
even close. Yes,
this is the time of year where even as a Dolphin fan, you know you probably shouldn't have any hope. You have a little bit, right?
Well, you're waiting
to see. Because you think maybe we'll get a free agent or two. We'll get some good draft picks, even though we won't.
Waiting to see if we're going to get, before you taking your shots. They're waiting to see if you make a move. You see Chicago super aggressive and trying to get back in this thing. They haven't figured it out. And then you got this free agent thing. And I got to tell you, Sam Darnold's kind of a big deal after his great year in Minnesota. I think people want to know Aaron Rodgers. You either really like Aaron Rodgers or you really dislike him. I got a lot of people come up and go, I really don't like Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers rubs people the wrong way. You know what's funny about Aaron Rodgers, too? People find out, like, you know, they used to go, oh, he's just a little different. He's a little petty. Then I heard from one of his former wide receivers who's really good, said he likes to bust your chops. When you bust his chops back and get on him a little bit, he doesn't take it well. He's a one-way guy on that stuff.
Even if you disagree with or agree with what Rodgers goes on TV and says every week, you have to at least admit that it's not good for the overall like business of football that he goes on TV.
I think he's great for football. I think having
he's great for their headline business, but I'm saying for your football team.
I don't think
he's not good for your team's business.
Oh, because I think the commissioner's going, Aaron Rodgers, keep playing, brother. You are good for business.
Yeah, because he brings them eyeballs, right?
Yes. People want to
know. And him being on the Jets was really good because it made the Jets relevant. You got your big media market.
Boy, but what a disappointment. Maybe the biggest failure has been that team.
And they have no bigger cheerleader than that guy in the morning on ESPN, right, who's always wearing his jersey and whatever.
Yeah, he gets a little carried away.
So, yeah, of course it's good for their business in that sense. But if you're an individual team, I just think, again, even if you agree, you disagree, whatever, wherever you stand on his Looney Tunes stuff, it's just not good for business to have him constantly in front of a camera when you're trying to get your team together and this guy's, you know.
So saying all that, do you think somebody's going to take him to be their quarterback to start the season? You do. You do believe it. I do, too.
Sadly, I do.
I think everybody's going to step back and go, all right, I'm looking at all these guys, the two guys Pittsburgh have. And, all right, I think Aaron Rodgers next to Sam Darnold might be the best guys on the market.
I just don't think Aaron Rodgers can play anymore.
You think Russell Wilson? Where do you rank Russell Wilson with everything?
He was okay.
He's okay.
I guess. I don't know.
But you didn't go, no, that guy can still play at a high level.
But Russell
like
Wilson's also not a – I mean, he's a weird guy, but he's not a pain in the ass like Aaron Rodgers.
They were killing him a couple years ago.
Yeah,
about
I know,
his own
but
office
his stuff was weird. He's got his own office. Who cares?
And by the way, I wish quarterbacks would stop having parties. Their wife have a party during the season.
In his own office.
You know what's so funny? You remember that? Remember Russell Wilson's wife threw that party for him and like half the team showed up?
I remember Channing got after pretty good. And
he killed him. You know, Channing was one of the first guys, but Channing was working off some pretty
Channing good said that stuff about Russell and he ended up on TMZ. I was like, wow, Channing made it. Channing made it straight to the top, man.
Channing
went up on TMZ.
Channing
that's pretty impressive.
Channing wasn't the only guy feeling that way about him, though.
No, he's a weird dude.
Anyway, we've got more stuff to get to here.
You'd rather have Russell Wilson's problems than Aaron Rodgers' problems, though. The guy wants his own office. It's like, okay, but Aaron Rodgers, like, I can't stop going on TV. I have to do it.
All right, listen.
All you guys around me, you need to be quiet, but not me.
We got Mike Westhoff, former NFL special teams head coach, assistant head coach.
Aaron Rodgers.
We'll ask him. That'd be an interesting one. Mike will join us next, so stay with us for that. First, though, I want to talk about something that nobody likes to talk about, getting injured. It sucks, man, when you get injured. You know, when you're competitive, doesn't matter what age, have you ever noticed, if you're really competitive, that you get hurt? It doesn't matter what age. Even your kids are really competitive, they get hurt. And people go, it's just a football thing. No, it's not. It's every sport. You get injured. Sooner or later, you roll an ankle, tendonitis, something pops up. Well, it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. This is the good news. One of the best in the country. Baptist Health South Florida has put together some, I call them sports doctors. They're really good. Doctors that take care of our teams every day, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU program, FAU program. They'll be at the Miami Open. And, boy, I'll tell you what, when it comes to when you can really be the best, you have to have specialists for every part of the body. And they have put together an all-star team. I think the number is 35 doctors working Dade and Broward County, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They've seen it all. So you go in there with something, with some family member or a friend has been injured, they've seen it. They've seen it that day. They see it on million-dollar athletes every day, working with all the teams. And we got three great facilities for you. In Dade, also at Hard Rock, the training facility, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, and, of course, our fairly new facility, 595 in Pine Island, Implantation. The pineapple is alive and well. Dr. Swartzen's picture, big smiling, great service guy, ready to help you. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Let's get you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, thank you, Woody. And Mike Westhoff, former NFL special teams coordinator, and I mean for a long, long time. You talk about a guy that didn't get shorthanded on the years that he got into the National Football League. On that pension, just when I think that pension's going to start, Woody, the next thing I know, he coaches another 5 or 6 years, and he joins us this morning. Mike, how you doing, bud?
I'm good, Joe. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I just had to get all that stuff in there, man. I mean, my God. How many years did you end up as a professional coach? Got to be close to 40.
No, not quite, but I'm in the mid-30s. The thing that I end up with, I have a pretty good number, Joe. I ended up right at 700 games.
Wow. Holy smokes, Mike. Yeah, there's a lot of coaches living down here, retired down here, going, damn, that Westhoff guy got a lot more games than I did. Hey, Mike, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. The special team stuff, kind of been a hot topic before we get into everything else.
Sure.
You're up in Denver, so you got to see the changes or probably heard about them as they're getting ready to happen. What do you think overall of the kickoff and kickoff return? Some say it was good. A lot of people hate it.
I'm not a big fan, Joe. I understand the reasoning, you know, what took place with making the changes. And basically, you know, what you're really doing, the owners were so concerned with, you're trying to eliminate or cut back, certainly, on the big collisions, the big major collision that resulted in serious injury, particularly a concussion-type thing. And that's what they were, you know, opposed. So they came up with kind of a hybrid rule where you kind of squeeze the coverage all together, change the kickoff, you know, those types of things. But it just had so many problems. And you really didn't close the whole thing out anyway because you didn't have the number of returns that they were anticipating. You know, they ended up, I think the average starting field position when I left, I don't have every statistic, but I had to leave right about by Thanksgiving, was right around the 29-yard line. Well, why not just kick a touchback and give it to them on the 30? Yeah. So you had the propensity of touchbacks was not lessened very much. It was still way, way, way too many non-plays. That's what took place. And then also, because of the fact that the kickoff team, the coverage guys, were down lined up at the 30, then there was a 5-yard space, right, and the return guys at the 35. You had to line up at least 9 guys in there. You had that 9. And so you had that 5-yard run, and what happened? Everybody's right on top of each other. And in my opinion, it was a joke. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
Because what everybody had to do, you almost had to, you'd set up, you couldn't hardly run back more than 5 yards. Well, some teams, they just held every single play. It was ridiculous. I mean, Dallas was the worst I ever saw.
They just held, huh?
And so, you know, you had that. And so that's some of the problems that occurred with it. And also with the ball, you know, having to go, you know, if it went in the end zone, the touchback, you could run that out, of course, but it's so difficult to do that because the blocks are occurring on the 30, and now you're going to try to run from around the goal line. Well, that's a lot of space. And what ended up happening, there were a lot of unblocked guys.
Guys getting the crap knocked out of them. I'm glad you said that. I saw 3 and 4 guys drilling these return guys.
Thank you. That's 100%. I watched, it was a game I watched early. The Raiders were playing Cleveland at Cleveland. In my coaching career, I never had anyone get hit that hard. I was crazy to me. I mean, I said, this didn't exactly solve the problem.
No. Hey, so going forward, now they're talking about moving the field goal kicker back the kicker back 5 yards so that hopefully his foot, and by the way, these guys all have strong legs. They kick it out of the end zone just about any time they want, especially where you were in Denver. So they talk about moving it back 5 yards, like that's going to help, and hopefully more guys will catch the ball right at the goal line. You think that's the answer, part of it?
Well, there will be. That'll increase it some. That will. I was talking with Joel Bussard in the NFL office. He's the smartest man in the league. Joel Bussard's the guy. He doesn't do as much because he's sort of semi-retired, but he's the guy. And he and I talked a lot about this a couple weeks ago. He's going to propose some changes to the competition committee. We kind of would like to move it back 10 yards.
Wow, I like that.
We want to move it back there. Now, here's the thing. If you kick it, if it goes into the end zone and it's not returned, it's an advantage. It's a win for the kicking team. You get the ball at the 20-yard line, the 20 touchback. Listen, hear me out with this. Now, it will also encourage, if the ball's kicked a couple yards deep, to run it out. You're going to run that one out. Now, you know, you can take it for a touchback, and it's punitive, but this makes it very punitive. If it's kicked out of bounds or something like that, it still goes to the 40. Now, the change that I would throw in there with it, I would have the coverage guy start at the 30. But rather than have just 5 yards before the return guys lined up, I would go 10.
Yeah.
I would put them back 10. The reason being, I want to be able to drop back a little bit and set up and create a play. My whole philosophy as a kickoff return coach, and I think I did this as well. I had the most touchdowns, so I know I did it well, period. That's it. I'll just be that honest. I love drawing this up. I love creating blocking schemes. I treated it as a running play. Well, when everybody's lined up right on top of each other, there is no scheme.
Correct.
It's almost just drop, set up 2 yards, grab the guy, and hang on. But if I could move them back 10, now we could have a little bit of creativity with it. So I think it would help create proper blocking. If you grabbed and held, throw the flag.
Yeah.
You know, they just kind of ignore that. They're almost like, we want the play, so we're not calling holding. Just put on a Dallas film and watch it and tell me if they don't hit 84. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Hey, Mike, I got to ask you, we got so much to get to. Onside kick, 4 of 20 on that. That didn't work real well either. I think people thought there'd be, and now this thing is back in play for that 4th and 20. Let the offense come back out and try to get the first down on 4th and 20. Some think that's a little too gimmicky for a kind of a conservative league. What do you think? Is that too gimmicky for you to put the offense back out there and go 4th and 20?
I understand it because at least in some instances, Joe, it gives you a chance when you'd like to just have a chance. I'm for going back to a little bit of adjusting some things. I kind of like where the kicking team can overload a little bit, and you kind of restrict some of those things. How it goes back, I would take it back a little bit to the way we used to do it. Now, I don't think there's going to be the injury situation there. I would argue against that. But I don't like the gimmick. I don't like the gimmick thing of it. I think adjusting the way that it's done, making a couple rule adjustments and some alignment might be an answer to making it a realistic play. I'm for exploring that at great depth.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, I got to ask you, I think one of the best stories in football last year is a guy you got to see up close every day, Bo Nix. You surprised in just how good he was?
No, to tell you the truth, Joe, I wasn't. I didn't know that much about, although I was out there for the draft. I knew that that's who they had targeted. You know, he's a very big targeted kid. The thing that I like so much about him, Joe, is that, you know, I think he started, 68 college football games.
Yeah,
or
he
something
played a
like
lot,
that.
Yes.
With COVID, he got that extra year. And so when you look at some of the guys coming out, I looked at some of the top draft choices they play. Well, they're 10, 12 guys. Whoa, this guy's got 68. You know, and he played at Oregon, and then he played at Auburn.
Yeah, he played a ton.
I mean, that's great, great competitive football as a really good football player. So I think he had an advantage going in. Everything, did he do everything perfect? No, he didn't. But I think as they develop, they have to develop a little bit of a running game because they pretty much had zero. So that didn't help too much. But
yeah.
But he did some. He's good. He's a big guy. He works exceptionally hard. I think he's got a very, very bright future ahead of him. Very bright. And it was good anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I got to share some of the stuff I get on this show all the time. You're on the inside. You're on the other side. You're on the football, and you're in the coaches' meetings for your whole life, basically. Do we protect the quarterback rules? Does the NFL protect quarterbacks too much, in your opinion?
Yes. Yeah, I want it to be fair. I want to eliminate that hit to the head and the face. I never taught it, even when it wasn't a rule. I didn't teach it. I mean, I like knocking the heck out of you. I think I did that as good as anybody, but we're not. I think it's overdone, and sometimes it's really dramatically overdone. And I think that's a shame. I just want it to be fair, and not to be. They are overprotected to certainly a degree, without question.
Late slides.
Dan Marino was playing today, Joe, you'd have to pay him Bill Gates money.
I was going to ask you, it's funny you said that because I know you know Dan as well as anybody. What would his stats look like with the way they protect quarterbacks? With that guy sitting back in that pocket, what kind of yards would he put up in 17 games?
It would be ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I've been watching a lot of – you put on the internet, you get something, and you click on it, watch it. The next thing you know, you get 6,000 in a row. So I've been doing – for some reason – every day I get clips of things that Dan Marino did. And he's just, he was really, really good. I see you in there now and then. I see you catching your share, which is pretty cool.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy talking? What does he know about Dan Marino? He's a special teams guy.
Well, I don't know about that. I was coaching offense, too. Don't forget, I had tight end.
Mike,
we had eight coaches on the staff. Today they got 28. So
now they got 35,
story.
Mike.
Hey, Mike, that's Kim Bocamper joining. It just came in to give you a hard time. Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't see him anyway.
Hey, Mike, that is funny what Bo just said. When you were started coaching, there was like 10 guys on a coaching staff, and now it's basically unlimited. I think we've added another two, one or two extra guys that we didn't get rid of, like maybe got rid of two and added three more here. Is that the new league, man? A lot of coaching up. Guys are getting coached up with all these coaches.
I don't know. I watched the game. I'm not seeing any gigantic, incredible difference in it. That doesn't – I think it, every bit is well coached. I think it's just a matter of, you know, now everything is so specific. Everybody wants to have, you used to have a linebacker coach. Now you got an inside, outside, yeah, all those things. I don't know. I enjoyed it because I also like this time of the year getting involved in scouting. I mean, I enjoyed that. You know, I'll go back with me. I mean, I'm the coach. I'm the only coach that went out to Lubbock, Texas, that scouted Zach Thomas. So there were scouts, but I'm the only coach. Okay, then after I left there, I went down to Rice, and I ended up signing Larry Izzo as a free agent. So we drafted Zach Thomas. He's in the Hall of Fame. Larry went to 5 Pro Bowls or something. I went. He went to 4 Pro Bowls, has 5 Super Bowl rings. So I think that's a pretty good scout.
Look what you turned him into. Now he's following you as a special teams coordinator.
Yeah, and he's done a great job. He's exceptional. He's at Washington. He's done very well. And when I was out in the front row and when Zach Thomas was inducted in the Hall of Fame, so I'm exceptionally proud of that. And I loved doing that. I enjoyed that a lot. That was a big part of the game. Now, you know, I was at the draft out in Denver. I mean, I might as well have been out on the moon. You know what the hell that.
Hey, Mike, sit down and drink your drink
just
over there.
Just to follow up on that, with all those coaches – I don't know how they don't get in each other's way. You know, I mean, I actually spoke to a guy on another team, and it was maybe last year. We're out somewhere, and he said, hey, there are guys on this staff. I don't even know who they are.
There's nice. I fit into that class. There are guys that I really didn't know. I didn't know very well. I never ate with them. I kind of was by myself a lot. And, you know, I'm not the most gregarious guy anyway. I don't mean that.
No, you like to talk. You just like to talk specific.
You're not looking to make new friends.
You're not looking to make no.
You're not looking to make new friends on the coaching front to be your retirement fishing buddies. I got you.
I absolutely was not. And they most of them find out, though, if they call me and they get to know me personally, I'm not that bad. But as a coach and opponent, I was pretty terrible. I didn't like anybody.
Yeah.
I don't like. I like our guys. I liked our players. I like my guys. I love that.
Yeah.
The rest of it, I was not a big fan.
I want to ask you about the Eagles. What a complete team that was well coached this year. What do you think of the Eagles and the way they beat up on Kansas City in that Super Bowl?
The general manager Howie Roseman's off the charts now.
Yeah, he's great.
He's the real deal. He knows how to do it. He's very, very bright. I actually got to know him really well a couple of years ago. They offered me a job to come up there a couple of years back. I turned it down, but I ended up having a long talk with him. It was to help him out during the year, kind of a consultant type thing. But I enjoyed my interaction with him. I think they're good. They're tough. They're well coached. They play hard. They're fun to watch. I'm a fan. I like what they've done. And I think they'll, you know, and of course, you know, yeah. Getting Saquon Barkley now—it's a little bit of a—it's a little bit of a steal right there.
But you think?
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Oh man,
I'm so impressed. Their offensive linemen—they're big, they're gigantic, big, tough guys. I mean, they—you know—they come on the football field. You better get ready to play that outfit.
They fit that Philadelphia image, man.
Boy, they do. That's a bunch of tough guys. That's well put. Mike, we got to run, man. It's been great. I really appreciate you spending some time. If you feel like you have any football buildup, we'll have you on again real soon, man. That's been great. Okay. Thank you.
You do it anytime you call. I love talking to you guys. I like to get over. I like listening. So, hey, thank you. No, thank you for calling.
All right. Mike, you take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, my man. Don't be out there. Do what the doctor says.
You still catch those sharks?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Bye.
Mike Westhoff, former NFL special teams coach.
Always a good guy to have on.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
He brings it, too. That's Kim Bocamper, and we got to go to break here. Beverly's Jewelers, Jeff and Amanda going, Joe, if people are thinking about getting engaged on a tight budget, we have an incredible offer that you don't want to miss. A stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes and larger sizes available at similar prices. But hurry, this deal's only for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I got to tell you, whatever the occasion is you have coming up, anything, anniversaries, birthdays, They've got something that's absolutely perfect for you in your price range. I trust Beverly's Jewelers and have for more than 30 years. That's where I've been going, in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard, or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here today?
All right, we'll tell you. First off, we do have heat tickets to give away. Somebody had asked earlier. We do have heat tickets to give away for Heat and Bulls.
Good. Saturday night, we got back-to-back games.
That
Minnesota
is, yes.
Tomorrow night, and then mm-hmm. Chicago Saturday night. We got to get rolling. Get everybody healthy, Ron Rothstein.
So we'll do that at whatever point during the show that you want to do that, Joe. We'll start off with this one. Happy Gilmore 2 has gotten an official release date here. It's going to hit Netflix on July 25th.
They got all those golfers in that. All the top golfers. And Scottie's in it. DeChambeau's in it. Justin Thomas is in. They're all in it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I saw they got
such a great show.
They got one of those Netflix series with the guy. I watched it the other day, and that was the first episode. All those guys, every one of them.
All those guys.
And they're just loving it.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good side, man. Good side, everybody's personality to do that.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be fun. Usually all Sandler stuff is excellent. All right, here, LeBron James has a new Topps Now card. Remember I told you about these? They do this every single time.
But how many cards can you have, like high-end cards?
There's a lot of them. This is weird. This is not a high-end card. So if you go to the Topps website, these cards are available until March the 8th. All right, so two more days. You can buy one for $11.99. This is just a paper card, and it says 50,000 career points to commemorate his new accomplishment here. You can buy 20 cards for $169.99. That lowers it to $8.50 a card. And this is all.
So in your mind, is this an investment opportunity?
No, this is a gambling opportunity. So this is what you can get here. There are five game-worn memorabilia relic redemption cards. There is one autograph card that will have the inscription 50,000 points on it.
In all the cards, there's one autograph?
Correct.
Wow.
So there's only one got value. And what's that going to be worth, Woody?
Oh, man, I don't...
What'd you guess?
It's got like a little Nike swoosh from his shooting sleeve on there.
So what would you
six
guess?
Six figures, easy.
Yeah.
How much?
It's probably six figures, I would think.
What happens if the bubble gum gets, melts and gets on it?
They don't have bubble gum in there anymore.
They don't put gum in anymore?
Come on, they stopped doing that when we were kids. That old gum that used to, like, break into 20 pieces when you opened it?
Yeah.
Those were great days, though. Man, when you go to the store and you got a few extra pennies in there.
Two for one.
Go in there and get a couple of those bags and then play with them right away.
You can get some chewing gum while when you look at the car, you put it on your spokes, and you got chewing gum, and you got some sound on your bike, man.
You realize you probably screwed up like I did, $500,000 of cards.
Yeah. I can't imagine how many, Mickey Mantle rookie cards.
I was thinking, that's the first guy I thought of.
Rookie cards or something. You know,
Babe Ruth.
Just so you can make a stupid noise with your bike.
The crazy thing about those cards is that the print run, they will print as many as get sold.
Yeah.
That's the problem, right? There's not like a limited amount. There's however many they print.
That's a good heads up.
And we saw this with like the Ohtani stuff. The Ohtani stuff got nutty.
So are you saying stay away from it, really?
I'm not telling anyone what to do with their money, but
it's basically like a lottery, right?
It is. Same it's as a exactly what it is. Yeah. And they have other ones. There are different, parallels and colors and stuff that you can hit. But again, it's very, very difficult because they're going to put thousands of them.
Make a lot of money. Oof. Jeez,
they do make a lot of money.
Did you do Pokemon?
My son likes Pokemon.
So
I don't really understand Pokemon to be quite honest.
Woody, what kind of collection do you have at home? I know you do a lot of this.
Little of everything.
You have a vault.
A bit of everything.
What's your most valuable piece you have right now?
I don't know.
You do know financially. What's the biggest?
I have a LeBron jersey.
He's got a 1983 Bruce Hardy.
Yeah.
Signed.
Yes. Yeah,
probably LeBron
with a cigarette mark
signed
on it.
Sop with an ash on it.
I guess I don't know. What's your most valuable piece, douche? All right, let's keep moving here.
Well, there's nothing wrong with what I asked.
No, it's a personal question. It's like asking someone how much they make.
I know what Joe's most valuable piece is. It's that Dan Marino touchdown that he
said
stole.
The other day he didn't have it.
I don't have it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I heard otherwise.
Wait to have somebody break into my friggin' house, jerky.
Honestly, right. I'm still hoping he leaves it to me. So
yeah. All right. What else do you have?
Good luck on that.
All right. This is an interesting story here. We had in Orlando, a man went into a Tiffany's expensive jewelry store.
Yeah.
And said that he was representing an Orlando Magic player. So they brought him into the back, and they brought out a couple of items for him. One was a ring. The other was a pair of diamond earrings that were valued at a little over $700,000. Stuff there's a little bit of a markup, to say the least. And so the guy tried to take the stuff and leave. They kind of got to him and were able to subdue him a little bit and get the ring away from him. The problem was the guy still escaped with the earrings.
Ooh.
Now, the police did catch up to him, and they did catch him, but the guy thought it would be a good idea to eat the earrings.
What?
He actually ate the earrings.
Huh.
So now they got to wait for him to...
That's got
to
hurt on the other end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think maybe they give him that thing that you have... And they'll come right out.
Bo, I told him on the air I hit myself the other day. And he still thinks he brings it up.
Yeah, like he's never hit himself.
You guys stop.
You've never hit yourself.
Stop.
Have you or not? Just answer.
Yeah, have you or not?
I'm running out of dump buttons. Seriously, you got to stop. Right. And our final story here. I actually am out of dump buttons. You got to stop. So we have Ultra. We have Ultra coming up.
No, you got to answer that.
Shut up, Bo. We have Ultra Music Festival. This is right up your alley, old man. We have Ultra Music Festival coming up in a couple of weeks here.
Yeah.
And this did not take long because they held a town hall meeting of sorts to complain about the noise. This is the 25th Ultra. And again, the local news stations have people crying about it's been so loud. You know what?
I was doing a live shot.
You had to do one of those?
I did a live shot during the Heat game, 11:30, whatever time it was. And Ultra was just letting out. And that pounding, that boom, boom.
They call it bass.
How can you listen to that?
Bass.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm not a fan of that stuff.
No.
But I got to tell you, there's tens of thousands of people out there.
They get you a little molly, and you'll love it. That thing let out. Oh, man. It was some good sightseeing, I guarantee, you know. I was right in a little, tucked in a little corner, just watching them all go by. You know?
Back in my day, we didn't do drugs at concerts, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We were throwing
Back
up.
In my day, the music was good.
I'm just not a fan of that kind of stuff.
What was your day?
I'm talking about you guys. That's my impression of you two.
Okay. Yeah.
I like Ultra. You know I like Ultra.
Yeah. And so you're mad that people complain as...
I think they're idiots.
You ever go to a concert now where people actually play like guitars and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Are they just back there with a computer and just like, you know, punching buttons?
They're very talented.
Hey.
Turn your guys' mics off here.
We're done with you, Woody. It's 8 o'clock hour. And by the way, we got Alex Donald going to join us here to talk a little bit about Canes spring football. He's all over it, so we'll have some of that. Got a couple of practices in. Right now, I want to talk about hurricane season is on its way. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. And I got to tell you, man, old or leaky roof, and you've been trying to wait. Replace your old roof now and pay later. How's that sound? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews for you to see. Say big on a legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month install. I call it no excuses when you go to Loctite Impact. No excuses. They're making it easy for you with quality work. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Let one of their professionals talk you through it. You'll love what they're doing at Loctite Impact.